All right, so today we're diving into something pretty fascinating, the history of this bar in Houston called the 611 Hyde Park. And this place was open for quite a while, from 1984 to 2014, right in the heart of Montrose.
3 decades.
3 decades, yeah. So we've got a whole bunch of stuff to dig through, like newspaper clippings, old photos, even some memorabilia from the bar itself.
Cool.
The goal is to like really try to understand, what this place meant to Montrose and also to Houston's LGBTQ plus community over those 30 years.
It's going to be interesting to piece together, all these little glimpses into the bar's life that we get from all these different sources.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so first off, the grand opening was in March of 84.
Okay.
And they had all these, grand opening weekend specials and all that. But it sounds like things weren't exactly easy breezy right from the get-go.
Oh, how so?
Well, there's this Montrose Voice article, and it calls the opening a hard-won victory because apparently the Avondale Association tried to stop the bar from opening.
Oh, so there was like actual pushback against it?
Yeah, it seems like it, and you got to think that probably reflects some of the, the bigger societal anxieties back then, or maybe some specific concerns people in the neighborhood had about having an LGBTQ plus establishment right there,
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it definitely highlights how, even opening a bar back then could be a challenge for the LGBTQ plus community, just trying to find a space for themselves.
Yeah, for sure. So the article also gives us a little taste of what the 611 was like in the early days and mentions like a country-leaning jukebox.
Okay.
So maybe a bit of a mix between the barn and the ripcord feel. And
I gotcha.
it's funny because the writer actually predicts that this place is going to become like a super popular neighborhood spot
Wow.
and even says it'll be a key part of Montrose's golden triangle of LGBTQ plus bars.
Oh, interesting. So like a central hub.
Yeah, exactly. So, what do you think being part of this Golden Triangle, what did that mean for the 611's identity and like its relationship with these other bars and the whole community?
I mean, being clustered together like that probably created this sense of like a critical mass. It turned Montrose into like a destination, a real LGBTQ plus scene. And probably each bar, carved out its own little niche, like they each had their own vibe, contributing to this diverse scene so people could find, the atmosphere and the connections they were looking for.
Makes sense. And get this, they added a patio super early on, even talking about Sunday afternoon beer busts.
Oh, wow. So they were going all out.
Yeah, and check this out. One of their early promotions was like happy hour prices to all registered participants of Series 8.
Series 8, what is that?
I know, right? It's super intriguing. I mean, was that like a specific event or some kind of membership program? Or maybe even a way to keep track of regulars for special deals, who knows? But digging into what that Series 8 thing was could be really
For
interesting.
sure. For sure. It sounds like they were really working to, create a buzz and draw people in.
Yeah, absolutely. So fast forward to March of 85, it's
Oh.
their first anniversary. But remember that whole liquor license protest with the Avondale
All
Association?
right, yeah.
Well, that was still going on.
Seriously.
Yeah, they actually had to go to court to win the right to keep their license.
Wow. So they had to fight for their right to exist, basically.
Exactly. And, the fact they even made it to that first anniversary, despite all that pushback, it really says something about their determination and the support they had from the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Overcoming that kind of resistance early on, it must have been a huge boost. Like they had proven they belong there.
Right. And by this point, the owners were already talking about giving the bar a facelift.
Oh, wow. Like renovations?
Yeah, they wanted to put in a circular bar, add more parking probably to address some of those neighborhood concerns.
Makes sense. Trying to be a good neighbor.
Yeah, and there's this funny little note about the DJ, like clarifying that they wouldn't just be playing country music. They were going to bring what they called caliber party music.
All right. I like that. So even within the LGBTQ plus community, there were different musical tastes.
Totally, and the bar had to cater to all of them.
Of course, you got to keep the people dancing.
Exactly. So October 86 rolls around and they're celebrating their second anniversary.
Awesome.
And then by March 87, they hit 3 years and they're throwing a party with an open bar.
Nice.
We see little snippets about the 611 in later years too, like it's mentioned in a listing in 92.
Okay.
And then there's this leather locker ad in 94, which kind of suggests maybe they were doing some themed nights or catering to specific groups.
Interesting, yeah, like they were evolving with the times.
Yeah, and then eventually in 2014, they closed their doors for good. There was an announcement and everything, and there's even a memory video online. Like, people were really attached to this place.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. These kinds of places become more than just businesses, right? They become community hubs.
Totally, like where people meet their friends and find support and just feel like they belong.
Exactly. Yeah. And the fact that they made a whole video to remember it just shows how much it meant to people.
Yeah. And we even have access to some virtual reality photos that let you look inside the old club.
Wow.
Plus, we've got those caps and matchbooks, you know, little pieces of its history.
It's amazing how these little everyday objects can become like time capsules. You know.
For sure. So they're not just junk. They're reminders of the experiences people had there and the connections they made.
Exactly.
So yeah, the 611 Hyde Park, it started out with all this controversy, but it ended up being this really important part of Houston's LGBTQ plus nightlife for a long time.
Yeah, it definitely left its mark.
It really did. So, you know, thinking about the 611, it makes you wonder about all those other community spaces out there.
Mm.
How they change over time and why they matter so much to people.
Yeah, I mean, every place has its own story, and they all contribute to this bigger picture of how communities grow and evolve.
Absolutely. And it, like you were saying before, these places aren't just buildings. They're filled with memories and connections, and they shape people's lives in ways you might not even realize.
Totally.
Yeah.
So next time you're in a bar or a club or any place where people gather, just take a minute to think about all the history that's soaked into those walls.
Yeah, you never know what stories are hidden there.
Exactly.